From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro says the Sunday election for an assembly to rewrite the country's constitution was a resounding success, and critics are saying it would create a permanent dictatorship. At least 10 people died in clashes between anti-government protesters and police. President Trump expected to sign into law new sanctions against Russia, Iran, and North Korea. While Washington awaits the president's signature, Russia is promising retaliation if punitive measures are implemented. More now from VOA's Michael Bowman.
Moscow has ordered a reduction of U.S. diplomatic personnel in Russia. The deputy foreign minister says Russia was in contact with people close to President Trump last year, as were many countries, but that nothing improper took place.
If Ambassador Kislyak was not contacting some people on the other side, so to say, he wouldn't perform his functions as he should.
Such assertions fall on deaf ears on Capitol Hill. The sanctions also target North Korea after its latest missile launch. Iran is also targeted for non-nuclear activities, including its ballistic missile program and support for international terrorism. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
President Trump has begun an urgent round of diplomatic consultations with Japan and South Korea about North Korea's latest intercontinental ballistic test. There had been some word out there that the U.S., South Korea, and Japan would approach the U.N. Security Council for stricter measures against Pyongyang. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says their missiles can reach the continental U.S. This is VOA News. At least 18 African Union troops were killed in a deadly ambush in the lower Shabelle region of Somalia by Al-Shabaab militants. They claim killing 39 AU soldiers, but military officials said the figure is exaggerated. Meanwhile, at least 10 were killed, 15 others wounded, in a massive suicide car bomb attack Sunday in the Somali capital, Mogadishu. U.S. military officials have confirmed the death of four additional senior Islamic State leaders in a July 11th airstrike in northeastern Afghanistan that also killed the top leader of the terror group. The drone attack struck IS headquarters in Kunar province, which borders Pakistan, and eliminated Abu Sayyid, the emir of the Islamic State self-styled Khorasan province branch. U.S. airstrikes have primarily been responsible for killing about 20 leaders of the Khorasan branch since it launched extremist activities in the country 2 years ago. Security remaining high at airports around Australia, with more intense screening of luggage after law enforcement officials thwarted what police described today as a credible attempt to attack an aircraft. Four men arrested in raids in Sydney have yet to be charged. Darren Chester is the Australian Transport Minister.
There is a very genuine threat to security which was revealed last week and has resulted in some upgraded security provisions here at Melbourne Airport and other airports throughout Australia. The government certainly is sorry for the inconvenience it's caused for the travelling public, but we make no apology for making safety our absolute priority, our number one priority. In the order of 137 million passenger movements are made throughout Australia each year in domestic and international flights, and it's critical that we maintain passenger safety and confidence in our system.
It had been reported the terror plot involved smuggling an explosive device onto a flight from Sydney to the Middle East, possibly Dubai, on carry-on luggage. President Trump and key aides have been pressing lawmakers not to abandon an overhaul of the country's health care law in the face of the Senate's rejection last week of three measures to repeal or replace the current health plan. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell said it was time to move on to other issues after three Republican senators joined all 48 Democrats to defeat a slimmed-down repeal of Obamacare for former President Barack Obama's signature domestic legislative achievement. Republican leaders viewed the vote as their last best effort to be able to advance the repeal effort and negotiate with the House of Representatives on how to dismantle the health care law.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Ooh, yeah, my mind. voice of America.
Hello, everybody. Welcome again to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. Hot rocking sounds from across the African continent will be coming to you again today. And so we make our first stop Nigeria, Abia Anthem with Raw, Two Shorts and a Rugged Man. And right after that, Cote d'Ivoire, Nono in Kele. And then to Mali, Alima Touré in Sabu. But first, the Abia Anthem by Raw, Two Shorts and the Rugged Man from Nigeria.
Aha! Here's the anthem. Abia's finest, that nigga bro, Two Shorts, Rugged Man, Now Music.
If you be visitor, welcome to God's own state, Abia. The capital is Omaha. If you get here, make you hear this one, no bitches. Just like the three wise men, we are from the east. Rugged Man, Two Shorts, that nigga raw.
Oh, wow, papa, man, yeah.
God don't open my door. Everywhere I go, people are now bomb ambassador. I did my support to her job. So like, Udunkulu, Afo, Sakwala, Mojo. Long live Abia State. Anything Yevu Sankewa, that thing should wait. This one no be yan. Make I talk, waiting on my people, go fit understand. Ndike, Nhi no sonji, Nhi okwa, Nhi nangara moji, Nasino hajokwa, Mama no ka, Nde wo mazi. All the big boys and girls, Anye wagana hazi. That Niger guy, Anna Boro, Two Shorts, Rugged Man. This one na Abia Anthem.
Oh wow, popo men yo.
Eatem.
Oh wow, popo men yo.
Isukwato.
Oh wow, popo men yo.
Ibere.
Oh wow, popo men yo.
Akwete.
Oh wow, popo men yo.
Uzuako.
Oh wow, popo men yo.
United we stand and divided we fall. Four.
Oh wow, popo men yo.
Anyangala yakangawa elu Two Shorts omunamu elu Anyangala yakangawa elu Abia State omunamu elu Anyangala yakangawa elu Two Shorts omunamu elu Anyangala yakangawa elu Abia State omunamu.
Make una listen. I want talk small story. Abia State FMC gets much glory.
Glory.
Abia popo men yo.
Yo.
Omunamu just enter this door.
Abia ambassador.
Muasi umapara. But I still get love for my people. See you bakala.
Ibeko.
Mahafia ngwa anabereba. Ainile zukota.
Onyo bola angoria.
Every state gets their own. Yes. But I proud say my state gets we don't blow. Go.
Rugged. That's nigga raw.
Abia popo men. That's for sure.
Yo.
Oh wow popo men yo.
Abia.
Oh wow popo men yo.
Umwaya.
Oh wow popo men yo.
Umopara.
Oh wow popo men yo.
Ngwa.
Oh wow popo men yo.
Ubakala.
Oh wow popo men yo.
United we stand and divided we fall.
Oh wow popo men yo.
Plenty people know where I come from. Some actually ask, say, waiting give Rugged the balls to throw such a tantrum. To go against the odds, a man alone, like one soldier attacking and conquering the whole army of Rome. The reason is simple, no day too worrisome. I'm from Abe Mahatha, the clan of the warriors. I speak for the people with speed as unequal. Don't try me, words inside me, they qualito. Anytime I speak, people they gotta ka ha gara ebang ho. Who I be? R U double G E D M A N. Wow, half ya, I know sen. I be a representer on the realer, it's me, the killer, still lyrically attacking till infinity. I do my thing, how I wanna make miracles happen, like give a sight to sleepy one.
Episode, yeah.
Rubé Braza. La vérité.
African beats. African beats. African beats.
Oh,
ASAP by Alima Touré of Mali. And before that, Kele by Nono of Cote d'Ivoire. And then Abia Anthem by Raw, Two Shots, and Rugged Man of Nigeria. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I am David Van Der Heer in Washington.
This is the African Beat, where the music sounds so sweet that it makes you move your two feet. African Beat, it brings out the you in you, and that's so true.
Welcome back to the show. Zimbabwe is our next stop. This is the African Beat, Amon Mvula in Mudzimu. And right after that, South Africa's Zola comes in with Woof Woof. But first, Mudzimu by Amon Mvula of Zimbabwe. African beat on the Voice of America. You've just listened to Woof Woof by Zola of South Africa and Mudzimu by Eamon Mvula of Zimbabwe. You are listening to the African beat. If you've just joined me, it's a pleasant welcome. And I'm David Van here in Washington, pushing and pulling the records for you. I'll be right back, so stay tuned.
The Voice of America brings you music from Africa.
Hello, I am David Van Lee. Join me on the African beat Monday.
All one-hour music shows, African Beat comes twice, Monday through Friday, at 9 and 20 hours UTC. Music Time in Africa is broadcast twice, Saturdays and Sundays, also at 9 and 20 hours UTC. It's what you want on the Voice of America, on radio and on the web at www.voaafrica.com.
The African beat with music of Africa from the Voice of America. We love it.
You love it? We love you, and so we want to keep hearing from you. If you have any comments about our show, Contact us by email on africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. Tell us what you think about the show. If you have a request, you can call us in the United States on 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, you press 65 and leave your message. Well, with that, let's get on to music. This time, I take you to the northern part of Africa, Algeria, to be precise, starting off with Rashid Taha in Abina. And right after that, Royalil by Shirin Wagdi of Egypt, and Nadian by Hassan Hakmoun of Morocco. But first, Abina by Rashid Taha of Algeria.
خلي الحبايب يا حلوة الحلوين حبي وسهاري ده الحب بين الناس ده الحب بين الناس الله الله محللو يا ليك حبيناك من زمن يا زهر
Let
Nadian by Hassan Hakmoun of Morocco. Before that, Ruya Lil by Shirin Wagde of Egypt, and then Habina by Rashid Taha of Algeria. This is the African Beat, coming to you Monday through Friday, 0900 and 2000 Universal Time on your dial.
The Voice of America, VOA.
Welcome back, the African Beat on the Voice of America. And to all of you guys listening to the African Beat across Ethiopia, my next track is going to come for you, and that is Selemi by Teddy Afro of Ethiopia. And right after that, Fourth Man by Mr. Googs of Kenya, and Penzi by Lady JD of Tanzania. But first, this is a special one by Teddy Afro, Selemi from Ethiopia.
Oh, gonna last. No matter what them say, can't stop till you get it right. Wake up, realize his tattoo shining light. Prince of peace, everybody come on, worship him. He's the king of kings, son of God, lion of Judah, true righteous ruler. Renounce your so-called Buddha, Empress, the holy ruler, prophet and priest, who wipes your sin clean. Son of man, king of the Jews, heal. Put your trust upon him and sing. Who's this man that loves you more than your friend?
Jesus Christ,
who laid down his life for you to be saved.
Jesus Christ,
just to make sure that you don't end up in hell.
Jesus Christ,
praise be to the King.
Jesus Christ,
why don't you want to get it right? Power and glory is in Christ. Jesus conquered death and rise. That's why the devil's lying, trying to make sure you're falling in his trap. Well, yeah, he's a warning. Burning, ain't no turning back if you keep denying that God gave his son to die for you. If you believe, no, ain't no life for you. Who's this man that loves you more than your friend?
Jesus Christ,
who laid down his life for you to be saved.
Jesus Christ,
just to make sure that you don't end up in hell. The last, no matter what them say, can't stop till you get it right.
Wake up, realize
his tattoo shining light. Prince of peace, everybody come on, worship him. He's the king of kings, son of God, lion of Judah, true righteous ruler. Renounce the so-called Buddha, Empress, the holy ruler, prophet and priest, who wipes your sin clean. Son of man, king of the Jews, heal. Put your trust upon him and sing.
JD of Tanzania, before that, Fourth Man by Mr. Goobs of Kenya, and Selemi by Teddy Afro of Ethiopia. Well, I want to thank you again today for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. I am David Vanny here in Washington, saying bye-bye.